you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Tonight, breaking news. Apparently, it's hard to find Kim Kardashian's belly button, but still remarkably easy to find her butt. Literally anywhere you are, you can see it. And we're uncovering which housewife made Andy Cohen throw a tantrum. It's crazy that this is the first time that's happened. Really? I'm surprised. So thank God Jackie, Tone, and Zach Noe Towers are back. Dressed like the cutest busboys I've ever seen.
That's yeah. Right.
We're actually in mourning of Kim Kardashian's belly button.
Yeah, we came straight from the funeral. And both of us in head-to-toe Skims.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian's belly button has gone missing. Did she have it removed? Was it abducted? Some are saying it's an absolute Photoshop fail, while others are saying that those people are stupid. And that is, quintessential internet. Kim responded on Instagram calling it BS, but guys, where do we stand on this belly button conspiracy? So that's the photo.
First of all, it would be far more newsworthy to suggest that they didn't Photoshop a photo. The fact that it's like, oh my God, they photoshopped. Yeah, like we know. But also, not making it about me, you don't see my belly button.
Ooh, what?
Because my pants are up to almost my
Yeah.
Just like, that's not, of course you don't see her belly button. Her pants are up to here.
Yeah.
Where do they think her belly button is? Right below her boobies?
Boobies?
There's a chance. There's Maybe. A chance that's the case. Yeah.
My belly button's on my ass. So, if you guys want to see it, I can also do a little demonstration. I hope this is just, sorry, Hunter. Hunter's already embarrassed.
It's off the rails today already.
I love it. I mean, I'm all for it as long as I don't have to show my ass work anymore. This is great.
Anymore.
This could just be a really great ad for like the sequel to Kyle XY, you know?
Such a niche.
Oh my God.
Such a niche reference.
XY.
It's a niche reference, but the poster came directly back into my head.
There are so many. Like 65-year-old women right now going, Kyle XY, someone pull out the phone book. Let's look it up. Well, good luck to those people. And speaking of good luck, Chrissy Teigen always needs it. She's in the news. She told Jimmy Fallon she has a bag of other people's teeth in her closet.
My dad was giving me stuff that he's had forever and didn't want and gave me like a bag of my own teeth.
See, that's cool. I think that's cool. No?
No, thanks.
I have their umbilical cords. I have.
Like, yeah, I think he gave me that too. Let's just keep in the shoebox. We're good.
I have the cords.
I'll surprise me later. Yeah. Go, no, we'll freak out my kids later.
I have fingernails. Though.
Teeth. Oh, stop it. No one has fingernails.
No, I know.
Okay.
We're all like all holding in our gags.
I mean, you know, she's one of those ate the placenta people.
Oh. Yeah, she's an eighth of placenta, probably, for
she has
sure.
She has a cookbook in the works of how to serve your placenta.
Like avocado toast would be cute for it, I feel.
I feel like she has a whole book that goes past that. It's like how to make jewelry out of your children's teeth.
Yes. And,
but as an adult who got my teeth, my mom said, like, by the way, I have some of your molars from when you were a child. don't.
Yeah.
Like, just don't. As an adult, I can tell you, your kids aren't going to appreciate it. It's just one of those things you're going to have to sell at a garage sale.
I love that she draws the line at fingernails. She's like, no, I don't have the fingernails.
That you would have be
the,
weird.
Yeah. Like, what a wavy line. She's like, yeah. You have the umbilical cord and the teeth. You have the bones that came out of the head, but the nails are yucky.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
You know what I would do if I were a parent, though? I would use the older sibling's teeth as a threat to the younger sibling. Like, guess what's in here? Your brother's teeth.
From when I yanked them out.
You want to keep yours? Pick up your toys.
Wow. Anyway, how close is too close with your BFF? Lea Michele just revealed in a new documentary that she showed her vagina to her best friend and Broadway co-star Jonathan Groff. To be clear, he is gay. Okay, Jonathan. I've used that one before to see a vagina. I'm kidding. And he wanted to know more about the female anatomy, and they were closely bonded from working together in theater. Are you close enough with any of your friends to give them an anatomy lesson?
Zach, it's time.
Absolutely not.
Zach, Hunter,
absolutely
get the Hunter,
not.
Get the table lamp.
They would need the jaws of life to open those pants for me to see your vagina.
Yeah.
And they would need the jaws of life to open your eyes to even look at a.
Yeah, I will say I did think about that. Like, if I was not into women, I don't know if I'd want to see a vagina.
Also, they'll Google it.
Yeah.
Like, just go like. Well, just go. Just say.
I've seen enough porn.
Yeah, like you know what
to piece together what a vagina looks like.
What was the need? Like, what was the convo?
Maybe she was trying to see the, and she was doing like a little
like a
show
reverse,
me.
Show you. Mine, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Yours. Yeah.
What a perverse theater game to play. But very much like the only place that would happen would be theater. Also, this is true. Lea Michele has all of Jonathan Groff's baby teeth. Anyway, we've covered a lot of weird celebrity diets on this show, but the Seahawks star DK Metcalf may have the best one yet. Oh, ESPN shared the details.
I eat one meal a day, run to Starbucks, get a quick coffee, and eat like 3-4 bags of candy. So you get the Skittles gummies. Then I got the Lifesaver Creations. They're the same size bag, so I just mix them. And then I eat dinner, go to sleep.
Yeah, for those that don't know, DK Metcalf is literally considered like one of the greatest athletes' bodies in all of sports ever. Like, he looks like that. So unless those Skittles have 45 grams of protein each, I don't believe it.
Also, I just feel like there's no way to lace your morning coffee with Skittles gummies and just not poop your car.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, it's just yucky morning.
Candy and coffee, like, what is the word for colorblind of your taste buds, you know?
Yeah.
It's that. It's disgusting.
I'm kind of still in shock. Like, my stomach hurts watching this.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
insane.
My stomach hurts watching it, and I've been known. Just a few nights ago, I was starving, and I truly stopped at 7-Eleven and had an entire bag of high chews for dinner. So I am a sick as well, but somehow, like, making it a morning ritual is grosser. I'm unwell. I'm realizing in real time.
It could have been worse, though. You could have gotten something unpackaged from 7-Eleven, like the hot dog. Or...
Oh, just like the rolling dog.
Which I do feel like since I was a kid, I was eating those a lot as a child. I ate a lot of 7-Eleven hot dogs. So I feel like my stomach now, I can eat anything, and I'm virtually okay.
You'd be fine with the morning coffee and gummy whatever the hell's.
But here's the thing. Sugar me up. And I did not tell the producers of Sugar Rush for 4 years. I was like, you'll never know. This is paying way too well. Every season, I would be really, really sick.
Then you look at your bank account, and you're like, it's not that bad.
Right. Like,
I like it. Anyway, we have to take a break. But coming up, there is a time and place to call someone a bitch boy. And that time and place is the Real Housewives of New Jersey all the time. See why Teresa is losing your next.
Again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
K-pop, the best show on television that starts at 11:33. That is a true fact, we think. Anyway, we got a sneak peek of The Real Housewives of New Jersey 3-part reunion special because honestly, 4 would have been overdoing it. And it seems like it's Teresa versus everyone, including her own brother.
Oy.
I wish you would tell Margaret to shut the up. This and his wife talking about my boyfriend should be slapping him upside his head.
You know what? Be a sister once in a while.
You ruined your night.
All right.
You ruined your night. You did.
Melissa will not be a bridesmaid.
No.
It's my wedding.
You remember who's been here through all your family, I love family. Bullshit.
Sit next to her, call me a bitch boy.
Bitch boy, right. Joe. Sorry, you are.
Wow.
You gotta stop putting me down.
That's like the loud table at Maggiano's.
Yes.
This is like the average table at Maggiano's.
Look, that's my favorite part. You ruined it. No, you ruined it. No, you ruined it. It was like, is this clip ever gonna, is it like on repeat?
And Andy's tantrum is not as sexy as he thinks it is.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Zach?
This is DK Metcalf after his Skittle breakfast and coffee.
It is not easy to make him lose his.
I will say, though, New Jersey has broken many of men. So this makes perfect sense to me. This is that. But also, bitch boy. I call my brother bitch boy constantly, and it's like a term of endearment.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
She is so emasculating that
God.
It is absolutely...
It's hot.
That I am turned pretty, on.
She's the hottest top in the room.
Oh my God. Anyway, moving on. The ladies Netflix is Selling Sunset are having some inner office conflicts when Mary, who just got promoted to manager this season, has to give Christina talking to. She may have wanted to double check her calendar before she scheduled this meeting, though.
I mean, did you feel like you and I are really close friends?
I used to, yeah.
Did you know today's my birthday?
Yeah, it's on my calendar, actually.
Well, that's nice.
Do you want me to throw you a party?
No. I want you and I to be friends again.
I'm just your boss at this point. If you want to be part of the brokerage, then you need to stop disrespecting the other agents.
And they need to stop disrespecting me.
Hell yeah.
Could you imagine, though, if the TGI Fridays employees came out right there going, happy birthday.
That clip made me so uncomfortable. I don't know who's lying. Is the gal saying it's her birthday lying?
For sure.
Or is the...
No, it's her birthday.
It is her birthday, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that would be a great way, like, well, did you know today was my birthday? And then the other girl's like, yes. And she's like, well, it's not my birthday, bitch. Like, it's so... Oh, it's the most cringy.
Do you guys know people's birthdays? I don't.
You know, I actually find myself falling into the trap of knowing someone's birthday, but not knowing the current date.
That's the main reason why I want to get into a relationship, is so that they deal with that. Because that's like the one thing I'm not good at. So in my calendar...
The one thing?
I was just going to say...
That and making people orgasm. I can't figure out either. Over on Naked and Afraid, The Wilderness tried pretty hard to get the show canceled. While Nicole and Diogo were chilling out in their shelter, a group of elephants came to crash the party.
Elephants. Directly across. ACS is a threat.
As the large herd suddenly moved toward Diogo and Nicole's boma, the rangers were forced to step in to protect them.
We need to run.
Oh my God.
Absolutely scary. Very, very scared.
A gente fica mais alerta aí.
She didn't have any chapstick. That's crazy. Her lips were so dry.
Oh my gosh, I like in that situation. I'd be like, hey, for this particular situation, give me some shoes. That's terrifying. Do you know female elephants are one of the most dangerous animals in the entire animal kingdom? Yeah, because they never forget and they'll always hold it against you.
Stop.
From a children's joke book.
I know, that was from a Snapple lid.
Yeah. Those children joke books that talk about how women always hold it against you.
For me, this is Naked and Afraid, guys. It's a survival show.
You didn't.
If the elephants get you, the elephants get you. Like, how is that different from, like, building them a hut or giving them sunblock or giving them food? It's like, you have to survive out here. I wouldn't sign up for the show, so I'm not, like, calling them or anything. I'm just saying the point of the show is to be able to do it yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point. I also love that the camera operator was filming her sleeping, looking at the elephants, just going like, oh, wake up, they're coming.
Like, this happens on the show all the time, which is why, like, this must have been next level, where they were like, these people are gonna get trampled and not on our watch.
But to be clear, I am team elephant in this situation. Because the elephants aren't crashing their home. These naked ass are crashing the elephant's home.
Correct.
Put yourself in the elephant's position. You got some naked cockroaches running around your kitchen. They're gonna kill him.
Yeah. How great would it have been if Teresa Giudice came out and was the thing that scared the elephants away?
Shut the up. This the best. Yeah. Hey, bitch boy, you're gonna talk to my boyfriend like that, bitch boy?
And the elephant's just like, oh. We have to take another break, but coming up, things get dangerously steamy in a sauna and not in the fun way. Sorry, guys. Somebody Call 911 is next. Woo! According to one Twitter user, the only thing less funny than me is an emergency. So guess what, Taryn? Now you get me talking about emergencies. F*** you. Time for Somebody Call 911. Yeah. Anyway, we're starting things off with a fictional cry for help from Fox's 911. A wannabe influencer decides to live stream her new house, but you'll never guess how it goes wrong in this highly believable clip.
That's not okay. I'm gonna check on that. 911, what's your emergency?
This girl just hurt herself in a sauna.
Most likely looking at a concussion. Third-degree burns, 45% of her face. We're gonna have to debride to start separating the flesh from the rock.
Oh, God. I'm gonna try to pull her off.
Well, they're holding right there. All right, we can cut the rest free.
Is it over?
It's over.
It's over?
What?
Yeah,
in the final destination.
Pretty aggressive.
Honestly, Final Destination with all influencers.
Great movie.
I'd watch.
Anybody who live streams from their own sauna deserves at minimum 45% of their face burned off.
Also, the next scene is her getting like a brand deal from Neosporin, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, when you burn your face off in your sauna, what do you reach for?
Oh my gosh. Also, who has a sauna in their house? I have a steam room.
I don't have either. I just wanted to be part of it.
Yeah, I just wanted to brag. All right, do you guys ever go to a wedding?
No. Tell me more.
It gets more specific. And think, this is beautiful, but wouldn't it be better if we were all on drugs? Well, one bride thought out about her own wedding, and the Today Show was there to cover it.
Investigators say the food, including the lasagna, was laced with marijuana, and the guests didn't know it. The Seminole County Sheriff's Office confronted the newly married couple.
Your food had cannabis inside of it when your guests ate it. Did you guys authorize that?
Smiling.
Look at her.
I have no idea.
Investigators tested the food and found THC, now blaming the bride and caterer for the weed-laced wedding.
If convicted, the sheriff's office says the bride and caterer could each face up to 5 years in prison, plus a $5,000 fine.
Five that per guest?
No, total.
No, that's not enough.
It's not enough.
That's not enough.
I agree.
I think it should be a larger fine. And less jail time because all she did was have a sick-ass wedding.
I mean, so listen, this is so obscenely problematic because I feel like the whole point... I always think about accomplices. Like, when I'm asking a friend something, I'm hoping to have the friend where I'm like, should I get the whole wedding high? And my friend goes, no.
Yeah, that's the friend you want. Not.
The clip, they're talking to the wife about it, and the news camera's on her, and they're like, hey, is your entire wedding high? Look at her, look at her. She's like...
That devilish grin.
Yes, they are.
You're allowed to have THC at your wedding and to have that thing, but you got to give people the option.
Yeah, by choice.
Like, you go, like, do you guys want lasagna or do you want...
Lasagna.
You know?
But I also love how they said all the food, including the lasagna, was laced with THC. Like, as a viewer, we thought everything but the lasagna.
Yeah, the lasagna is the main food to lace it. Also, that is really smart of them to have lasagna at a wedding where everyone's high.
Fair.
Number one food we're going for. Nobody's looking for a filet. Anyway, finally, this almost required a call to 911 or 999 if you're in the UK. Like this woman who went viral after she got stuck behind a booth trying to save a jacket. Luckily, she has a good sense of humor when she was interviewed on ITV's This Morning.
Her friend's still holding her beer.
There was a suggestion whilst you were over the back of that sofa upside down that someone may have to call the fire brigade.
Yeah, and I was like, I see the two lads, I was like, right, that's it, get us out now. Like, I cannot have that. I would have been mortified. That would have been even more embarrassing. It is funny, but I didn't realise that it was going to be that funny. Because we always put stupid things on Facebook, but I mean... I mean, well, I'm happy it went viral if people think it's funny.
I always forget that British people can be trashy, too.
That's a really good point. We always think, like, oh, top of the morning to you. But, yeah, there's just a garbage fire. Honestly, I love that she would have been more embarrassed if the fire brigade came. Like, that would be more embarrassing than that. The fire brigade would up the embarrassing ante on your bloomers out the bottom of what is happening.
Two boys desperately struggling to lift a woman out of a booth.
Are they, so those are just like waiters at the restaurant?
Yeah.
It looks like, they look like they're dressed like me and Zach today.
Yeah, literally
there we are,
same
Zach,
exact
you're on the right.
Look.
That's us, we look cute.
Well, hey, you guys are heroes for what you did. Hey guys, I got bad news.
What?
That's all the time we have for tonight. Yeah, call 911, make it a longer show. Set your DVRs, and we cannot wait to see you tomorrow night. It's gonna be the same, if not maybe worse or better. Bye-bye.